In this video, I'll give you a general reading of the prevailing energy surrounding the sign of Cancer for November 2018. Hey there, my name is RJ and welcome to another free general tarot reading brought to you by thewokeway.org. For personal readings, please visit thewokeway.org/book. If it's your first time here and you're interested in getting free general readings for your sign, don't forget to subscribe and click on that notifications bell so you don't miss out on any of my uploads or live streams. All right, let's get into the reading now. Please remember that this is a general reading, so it may not resonate with you completely or at all. You will know within the first few minutes of the video if this is for you. If it sounds right, sit tight and keep watching. If it sounds wrong, move along and just go and check other readers here who may be resonating with you more for this time period. This is for Sun, Moon, Rising, Venus. Okay. The half of the deck fell on the floor, so I gotta pick it up. I can't get all of those. It's like too many. Okay, let me just pick up all these other cards. Alright, I have one more over there. Okay, we got the cards. Alright, we need three more. Oh, okay. Well, get it. One more card. Spirit, one more card for Cancer. Okay. Alright. At the bottom of the deck right now, we have the Ace of Cups. Alright, so love is coming to you. Love is being offered to you. Or if it's not love, like romantic love, this could be just some sort of emotional fulfillment coming into your life for November 2018. Okay. So I feel like the universe is showing you something that can potentially make you really happy on an emotional level. But whether you take it or whether you even see it or notice it in the first place is up to you. So it's very important with the aces that whenever there's an ace that's showing up in your reading, the most important thing that you have to focus on is keeping your eyes peeled, all your senses open. Be very vigilant for this energy whenever you sense something like this, because if you don't notice it, they fly away. They move away from you. They don't stay for very long because this is a gift from the universe. This is not something that you have worked hard for. This is just the universe being, you know, out of the kindness of its heart, giving you an opportunity to have something. And in this case, being Ace of Cups, this is something that's very much close to your heart. So whenever you spot something like that, the possibility of love, the possibility of emotional fulfillment when it comes to your career or your business or anything that you are focusing your energy on, make sure that you notice it and you do something about it, because you know, the universe has your back when it comes to that project. So more than anything, this is all about vigilance, you know, noticing things. Right, so now let's go and read your cards. You have the Knight of Pentacles, you have the Hermit, you have the Two of Cups reversed, then you have the Nine of Wands reversed, and the Five of Swords over here. So Cancer, for some of you, you are dealing with an earth sign, Taurus, Capricorn, Virgo, and with the Hermit over here, yeah, that's also a Virgo card. You may also be dealing with an air sign, Aquarius, Libra, Gemini, or a fire sign, Aries, Leo, Sag. Everyone's over here, actually, so even the water signs are here, so all the signs, Cancer, Pisces, Scorpio is also here. Alright, so regardless, you know, just focus, don't focus too much on the signs, okay? Don't fixate yourself with the signs, but focus on the energy that this person is bringing into your life, and that's how you should read it. Okay. So anyway, I see here someone who is dealing with probably an older person, probably older than you, or you may be older than this person. Could go either way. But I feel strongly that this could be an earth energy, someone who is very slow, moving very slow, not because of their age, but because of how they think and how they operate. This is someone who is very, a very safe person. They always want to stay on the fence regarding things, but most of the time they just want to make the safest decision. So what happens though is that they spend so much time researching and comparing and doing like all sorts of analysis, sometimes even like financial analysis also. But someone who is focused on that, someone who's focused on researching and learning about something thoroughly before jumping into it, they're not your usual, you know, people. For them, planning is as much, you know, important, if not more, than the execution of a project. So they focus too much on that. But the con or the disadvantage of that is that it takes them too long to do anything. And for some people, you know, they don't have that patience to wait for too long. But I feel like you are, in a way, you're forced to wait. Not because they're really forcing you, but it's almost like the universe is conspiring for you to be sidetracked by all sorts of things. It's almost like you're being led to a certain path where you are experiencing obstacles, and there's a reason for why you're experiencing obstacles. It's almost like they want to delay something that's happening in your life. You're probably rushing into things, and the universe thinks that it's not good for you, so they're trying to delay things for you on purpose. So I feel a lot of delays, maybe even flight delays, delays on your trips, delays on your projects, decisions, meetings, but a lot of delays. This month is like a month of delay I'm sensing for you. Okay, now you have the Two of Cups reverse for me, and the Nine of Wands reverse also tells me that you are no longer pursuing this. You don't want to get lost in fantasizing over concepts and ideas of love. I'm sensing that you are being very realistic. Okay, you're trying to live your life as realistic as possible. You want to be reality driven. So you don't want to focus on just, you know, ideas of love and ideas of just the warm, you know, fuzzy feeling of being in love. You'd rather focus on, like I said, the practical side of things. I feel like the reason for this is you've had maybe some sort of misunderstanding, an argument with someone you believe to be your twin flame, someone you believe to be your soulmate. And while before you would always, you know, yield to this person and just accept the fact that, well, this is how they are, so you just keep on forgiving them and giving them another shot, and then you try to fix the relationship and mend things again and again. You used to do that, but now it's like you're giving it all up. You're like, you don't want to do this anymore. You're even thinking to yourself, I don't even care if this is my twin flame or this is my soulmate. I'm going to go out. I'm out. So to you, it's like in this Five of Swords, I feel like this is you over here walking away from a situation. You don't even care anymore if they tell you that you lost or you're a coward for moving away, or for, you know, for, yeah, for surrendering in a way. But for you, this is not really, it's not about pride. For you, it's all about just, you just want to be more practical, like I said. You don't want to focus any more on the feelings that you are getting from this situation, because when you focus on your feelings, it gets muddled, because sometimes things are really great, and when they're great, you feel the, you know, like you can take on the world, you're feeling awesome and everything. But then when it's bad, it's really bad, and you feel like you don't want any of this anymore. You don't want extremes. You feel like it's better to rest in the middle where things are safe. So I feel like you are actually having this energy of the Knight of Pentacles over here. Even if you're water energy, you don't want to be emotional. At least for November, you don't want to. You want to be more practical about the situation and be more logical about it, because you've experienced how it feels like to get lost in something, heart, mind, and soul, and you don't want that to happen anymore, because when you lose yourself in things like that, you lose your exactly, that's what happens, you lose yourself. And what happens is, when they leave you, it's like, how do you even find yourself, right? You can't even find yourself anymore after they leave you. And you don't want to be in that situation anymore. You want to be in control. So you are, at least for November, like I said, abandoning this water side of you, this very emotional side of you. And you're being very pragmatic and very realistic as possible. No more fantasizing about fairy tales and your knight in shining armor and perfect love and your one true love. This is not a time for you to do that. At least that's what you believe. So this is why you're abandoning the whole situation. Now, let's try to clarify one more. To know more information about this, I'm going to be clarifying one layer of it. Okay, let me see. Let me just choose which one though, because there's gonna be a lot. Okay. Alright, let's see. Let's clarify the Hermit. You wanna know more about the Hermit? What is this about? Spirit, what is this Hermit card? Peace, what is this energy? What does this mean for Cancer? Because the Hermit is also about going within, right? You wanna know what is it about. Alright, they gave us two cards, we'll get the two cards. Alright, so we have the Eight of Cups and we have the Three of Pentacles. Alright, this is something that also has to do with your work. I feel like the Three of Pentacles is about a work card. But sometimes for me, it can also be a third-party relationship for some reason. I don't know, I always feel that way with that Three of Pentacles whenever I see a situation where there are, you know, two women and then a guy, and then so this could be a work situation where some sort of project that you're working with other people, I know it fell apart and you felt like doing the project all by yourself. The Hermit is the energy of someone, you know, going within and just doing things on his own. He's not interacting with the outside world, he's not interacting with anyone else, he's just trying to understand himself and be better all by himself. Now, with the Eight of Cups over here as well, clarifying the Hermit, I feel like, yeah, you're leaving the situation where you used to be in partnership with some other people or collaboration with other people, and now you feel like you want to do things on your own. Maybe there's a project you've been doing and things haven't been doing really well. So you thought, you know what, you know, F it. I'm just going to do it all by myself. So I feel like it may have to do with it. Now, that's on a project, you know, very practical career level. But on the basis of love, if this is a love that we're talking about, you may have been involved in a third-party relationship where you felt like, you know, you're done with it. You're leaving. You'd rather be alone and be a hermit, so to speak, and, you know, live a recluse kind of life, if that's what it takes to have your sanity back. So I feel like, yeah, you're leaving because you're like, I don't want to be involved in this anymore. It's too risky. It's too stressful. It's just too much work for me. And I'm really not getting anything out of it. So I'll just go and live solo. So yeah, this is why you're having this energy of the Hermit. All right, now let's clarify this 9 of Wands over here. Spirit, where's the 9 of? Okay. The 9 of Wands is being clarified by the 10 of Wands. So, okay, you just got tired of this whole thing, right? It's just too much work. Like, at first, you were giving yourself chances multiple times and giving this other person chances multiple times as well. It's like you got hurt, they apologize, you patch things up, or yeah, you patch things up or fix things up. So that's why I said fetch. You fix or patch things up. And then you got tired of the whole thing because it's a never-ending cycle. So it's too overwhelming for you. It's too much work. It's just back-breaking work for you. It's an uphill battle. You felt that way. So this is why you gave up. This is why you gave up, because you've reached the end for you, right? This is the end of it. When you have the 10 of Cups, it's the end and the beginning of something. So it's like here you have a completion of something. So you completed this cycle. Maybe if it's a karmic cycle or it's something that you felt like you had to quote unquote pay for. Now, you know, it's been completed, and now the burden, whatever this is, you want to put it down, and this is why you're going to be beginning your life once more, and this is why you left the situation, right? So let us see, before we leave, let's get a final outcome of this situation. How is it going to be like, right? What are we expecting to happen in this situation for you? Spirit, what is the outcome of this one? What is the outcome of this? All right. The outcome is strength. All right. So you have strength working for you. This may be a Leo in your life. You may have Leo somewhere in your chart, but it's just strength for me. So this situation, why is this happening? Why do you have to go through all this? Well, it's really for your strength. The universe is just developing your strength for your benefit, obviously. So it's like, okay, we just want to make sure that you get stronger. And out of this, whatever trouble you went through, this is what it's all for, to develop your strength and, you know, make you the person that you were meant to be when you came into this world. So whatever happens here, it's just going to make you a stronger person, is what it's telling me. That's the outcome of the whole situation here. So don't be, you know, don't feel bad about it, because there's actually a lesson that needs to be learned, and a lesson that you will actually learn by November for you. So yes, it involves a lot of effort, a lot of sacrifice, a lot of work, a lot of trouble that you have to go through, but in the end, you will be strong and you will prevail. All right, Cancer? All right, so I'm going to be clarifying this even more and digging deeper into what's going to happen here. And also, we want to find out what happens to this, you know, Two of Cups. Are you totally abandoning it for reals, like forever, and never going back to it? What's gonna happen? Are you gonna find love once more, or are you gonna be settling and being a hermit for the rest of your life? Is that something that you want to do, or are you gonna be start moving and exploring other options for you? We'll find out in the extended reading. And if you're interested in that, if this resonated with you, you can follow me there for the extended reading. Link is going to be below this video. It says extended reading. Just click on that and you will be redirected to my website. And I'll see you there for the extended. Now, for the rest of you who will not be following me there, I thank you so much for your support, for all your subscriptions, your likes, your shares. And yeah, if there's someone in your life, a Cancer in your life, who may benefit from this reading, who probably you think would resonate with this, go ahead and share this video to this person, because it might help them, right? Help a friend out by showing this video. All right, so again, thank you so much for your support, and I wish you the very best for the rest of November. 2018, and I look forward to doing your reading next month. All right, Cancer, take care of yourself. Bye-bye.